Several minutes later, my nosatory equipment began picking up signals of something. Good. Sweet. I gave the air a more thorough sniffing, and by George, the more I sniffed, the more I wanted to find out exactly where that smell was coming from. I turned to my assistant, who was staring off into deep space. Grover, may I interrupt for a second? No response. Grover, hello? Is anyone home? At last his gaze drifted down, and he gave me a silly grin. Oh, hi. Are you back already? I didn't go anywhere. Did you see anything exciting? I didn't go anywhere. I've been sitting right here beside you.
I'll be darned. I thought somebody got out and went inside.
That was Slim.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Sometimes I get bored and my mind wanders.
No kidding. Grover, I need to ask you a question. Do you smell anything unusual?
Well, let's see. Dirty socks?
No, that's just the normal smell of Slim's pickup. Try again.
Oh, yeah, I smell it now.
Two dogs. Maybe it's us. I struggled for patience. Grover, please try to be serious. Take a deep sniff and try to analyze the various odors in the air. He drew in a big sniff of air. His eyes popped wide open.
Oh, my gosh, there it is.
He darted over to the window, stuck his nose outside, and sniffed some more.
I think it's coming from that red pickup, and it smells yummy.
Exactly. Now we have two snifferations that point to something sweet and yummy. The question is, what could it be?
Yeah, I wonder what it could be.
That's just what I said. At this point, we don't have any reliable data on that. He squinted at the lettering on the door of the red pickup.
Trejo's Donut Delights. Gosh, I wonder what that means.
I joined him at the window. The same message was written on a box the man took inside. This is very strange.
Grover leaned forward and widened his eyes.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a whole bunch of those boxes in the back of the pickup.
I took a closer look.
You're right, Grover. Nice work.
Thanks.
It appears that we've stumbled upon boxes and boxes of donuts. The question that faces us now is, what is a donut?
At that very moment, I noticed a little gray poodle sitting in the seat of the pickup, with his eyes fixed on the door through which his master had gone. Grover saw him too.
Oh, look, there's a dog. Maybe he can tell us what a donut is.
Little did we know or suspect.
Well, you'll see.
Have we discussed poodles?
Maybe not. I've never had any use for them. They belong to the Yip Yip branch of the dog family, don't you know? And there's no good that can come from a Yip Yip. See, your poodles tend to be spoiled, pampered, and mouthy. And this little shrimp appeared to follow the pattern all the way down the line. He had gray curls all over his body. He'd been clipped and shampooed, wore a rhinestone collar around his neck, had a red bow tied into the curls of his forehead, and a ridiculous stump of a tail with a little hair puff on the end. On a normal day, I wouldn't have bothered even to say hello to a poodle, much less tried to carry on a conversation with one. But Drover had raised a good point. We had discovered a cloud of interesting smells coming from that pickup, and the evidence was beginning to suggest that the smells had something to do with donuts. Since the Yip Yip was sitting inside a pickup that appeared to be a donut delivery vehicle, we had reason to suppose that he might provide us with important information. Don't get me wrong, our motives here were purely scientific. No kidding. We were just a couple of dogs with active minds who hungered, so to speak, for knowledge about, well, life and the universe and the wonders of nature. Like astronomers who look at the stars night after night, We were driven by an unquenchable desire to unlock the secrets of the universe and to expand the frontiers of so forth. See, for years and years, dogs all over the world had lived in the dungeon of ignorance, crying out in anguished voices, "What? Oh, what is a donut?" And here we were, on the verge of the edge of the brink of making that very discovery. We were filled with excitement of discovery. Oh, yes! Our eyes sparkled with the pure, clean light of curiosity. Our hearts sang noble choruses, and our mouths watered with... Never mind what our mouths were doing. You get the point. Our motives were as pure as the driveled snow, and we had no interest, almost no interest whatever in, well, food or eating or such low-life pursuits. Honest. No kidding. It's very important that you believe this because, well, you'll see. Anyway, it was very clear what we had to do. As soldiers in the battle for knowledge, we had to pursue our research, no matter the risk or the cost. And if that meant that we had to speak to a poodle, well, it had to be done. I gave Drover the signal that I would take the lead in this deal, and I opened things up by addressing the Yip Yip in a pleasant tone of voice. "Hello over there. You who? You, in the little red pickup. Hello?" He came to the window and looked at us. I continued. "Hi there. We're visiting from the country and, well, wanted to meet some new friends. My name is Hank the Cowdog, and this is Drover, my assistant." Drover grinned and wiggled his stubbed tail. "Oh, hi. We were just wondering what's in those..."
"Shh!" I cut him off just in time. "Do you want him to get suspicious? I'll handle this."
I turned a charming smile toward the mutt, towards the poodle, that is. "What's your name?"
In a squeaky little voice, he said,
"Bear."
"Bear?
Something funny about that?"
"Flea would be closer to the truth. I mean, you're just a poodle, right?"
"What makes you think so?"
"Well, you know, the curls, the rhinestone collar, the bow in your hair. And you're kind of a shrimp."
"You got something against little guys?"
"Not especially. You're a peewee, that's all I'm saying." He gave me a curled lip.
"Check it out, Buster. I'm not a poodle."
Drover and I exchanged glances. Then Drover said, "Well, what are you?" The mutt hopped his front legs up on the window ledge.